Hey, let's go to the news line. What's happening around the Pikes Peak region this weekend? Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, joins us. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so glad it's Friday, as I know a lot of other people are as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do we have a lot of fun stuff happening this weekend?
Well, as per usual in the summer, there's a lot going on Saturday, so tomorrow's a big day. First off, Pickin' on the Divide, the annual Bluegrass Music Festival, is going to be up in downtown Monument at Limbach Park tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. You can go up and check out local Colorado bluegrass bands, including Wirewood Station and Grass It Up, and there'll be food and vendors and all sorts of things going on pretty much all day up in Monument for Pickin' on the Divide.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And love blues. So great concert,
yeah,
sounds like.
Mm-hmm. It's a great annual event that they have up there, and it's a good time to go down and explore Monument, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what else is happening?
Yeah, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has their Teddy Bear Day tomorrow. So kids from all ages can bring their favorite stuffed animal, teddy bear, or doll, and they get discounted admission to the zoo. And you can also go in and get checkups and certificates of health. And if your teddy bear is having some struggles, you can get stitches, splints, and other medical procedures, as it were, to go check out the zoo and bring your teddy bear along. And plus, there are all sorts of bear puns that you can use, which is great.
Now, I wonder if I bring my dog's teddy bear up there, do you think they'll fix that?
Yes, why not? Absolutely.
And that is such a fun event at the zoo.
It is. It is. It's great, and hopefully folks can get out and get back to the zoo, and check it out. But and also the Steers and Beers Whiskey and Beer Festival is tomorrow evening at the Antlers. And so if you're looking for a way to sample some great beer and whiskey, and you can also ride a mechanical bull while you're there, then check that out. Tickets start at $30, and it's from 4 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening.
Have you ever ridden one of those mechanical bulls, Jonathan?
You know, I have not, but I feel like it ought to be on the bucket list just to say I've done it.
Yeah, I did it, and I didn't even last 1 second. It was... I was gone off the mechanical bull. Is there anything else going on?
Yeah. Cheyenne Mountain State Park has their Adventure Day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow as well. And so you can complete different outdoor-themed activities that are scattered throughout the park. And there are all sorts of stations for kids and you to check out. Birding, fishing, wildlife watching, archery. And then Woody Pork Food Trucks is also going to be there.
So fun. Good food and outdoor adventures, yep.
Yeah, all that going on. And last thing I'll mention is the Old Colorado City Car Show is on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Bancroft Park. And it's free to spectators, and you can go and check out a really wide range of vehicles, custom cars, classic motorcycles, trucks, all sorts of things. And it's a great way, again, to go out and explore Old Colorado City on Sunday as well.
Well, those are some fun events. And of course, if people want to see all the stuff going on in our area, they just go to your website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com. Peakradar.com is the place to go for all the details and to find what's going on here in the region.
That's awesome. Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar, and manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you next Friday. Have a great week.
You too, Renee. Thanks so much.
Thank you. 740 KRDO News Radio.